This dry corner of the outback in New South Wales has been in severe drought for more than 5 years. The earth is bare, and a strong wind whips up clouds of brown dust. Even so, farmers like Bill Dunlop are able to earn a living, and they say they could do even better if trade barriers in North America and Europe ended.
Efficiency certainly is the word for Australian farmers. From clearing land in the first place, whether it be in Western Australia or here in the eastern states, the innovation, the ability for practical farming systems with direct drilling, no cultivation, etc., to try and hold our soil structure together and stop it either eroding or blowing away, with no subsidies whatsoever other than some assistance from government on tree planting.
Australia provides almost no subsidies for its farmers and maintains low tariffs on most food imports. Its farmers want to see other countries end export subsidies on agricultural products, which distort world prices. They also want other countries to dismantle farm subsidy programs and cut other barriers to agricultural trade. For the past decade, the World Trade Organization has tried to achieve those goals for its members. But since 2006, talks on overall trade liberalisations have stalled, in large part because of disputes over how much the European Union, the United States and other developed countries will reduce agricultural subsidies. Mick Keogh from the Australian Farm Institute says that despite its problems, the WTO offers the best chance of opening up farm trade.
Doing it through bilateral or regional negotiations is a very slow and tedious and piecemeal approach, and certainly I think the agriculture sector in Australia much prefers the multilateral approach and the rules-based environment that the WTO brings, because it's certainly a better forum to resolve some of the trade disputes that occur from time to time than trying to sort those out bilaterally in those complicated sort of arrangements.
In the absence of WTO reforms, Australia is forging ahead with bilateral deals. It has free trade agreements with New Zealand, Singapore, Thailand, and most importantly, the United States. Diplomats have started exploring similar treaties with China and Japan. Sean Turnell, an economist specialising in trade policy at Australia's Macquarie University, says that while bilateral agreements are not ideal, the government should pursue them.
It's the route the United States is going down and many other countries. Many people have criticised that as leading to this spaghetti bowl of deals which just diverts rather than expands trade. But at the moment, it's the only game in town, and it does put pressure, I think, generally in favour of free trade. And so it's probably good, but not best.
Australia has enjoyed a decade and a half of economic growth. But economists think that the lack of progress at the World Trade Organization is costing the country a fortune in lost earnings, especially in farm trade. Richard Gibbs is the chief economist at Macquarie Bank in Sydney.
Oh, look, it certainly runs into the billions of dollars a year. There's no question about that. I mean, is it in the 5 to 10 billion range? I suspect it is, in terms of the direct and indirect costs, as you say.
Under the current round of WTO talks, known as the Doha Round, the United States and the European Union have offered to substantially cut farm trade barriers over several years. However, agricultural powerhouses such as Australia and Brazil say the cuts are not enough. On the other hand, the US and EU say many emerging economies such as India and Brazil have not offered to significantly reduce barriers on trade in manufactured goods and services. Among Australians, the World Trade Organization provokes both frustration and optimism. Many farmers and economists see it as a relevant framework for increasing trade, although they're not holding their breath waiting for rapid improvements. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.